A very good evening and a warm welcome to everybody who's listening to the program Eagle FM. Our program is called Stop Suffering, and that's what we are here to do, because through God and through the power of faith, those who are suffering, there is an end to this problem. There is an end to this situation. I would like to call all of those who are listening to me right now and say to you the following: that if you are in need of someone to speak to, if you need help, maybe you are there right now at home, lost, you have no one to turn or to talk to, we are available. We have our toll-free number, our helpline, which is 0800-223335. I repeat, 0800-223335. I'll give it one more time, and then I'll hand over to Pastor Festus to also give you the same number. 0800-223335. I'm joined in the studio here with Pastor Festus. Good evening, Pastor Festus.
Good evening, Pastor. And good evening, listeners. So, mwa tokelo po na wakembinga di sheda Namibia. Ano, o programa oye oyo hoye, telwa luse kongereka universa checha, mo Eagle FM, ha? Oyo haifanma ehuri fepo le monori huna ye kwalukila momepo nene tu kuovo utotiku cha oshili ohandi mono ihuna no kandi esiku chondi no kuninganga hilipi opo ndi jemo momo uju handa shakeneke openo njila yoku jamo onjila yoku jamo eitavelo shasho kupitila me itavelo kapena shisha nyingana kwa babi itavela okengo no dakalunga kupitila me itavelo hano to drukne kutu dengela omanga nokuri na tutameka otodruku tu dengela kono mola yetu yongoji onola no hetatu onola babali ombali babali ona tubatatu nonano adendulo no mola yongoji onola no hetatu ona tubabali ndiche onola babali ombali babali ona tubatatu nonano.
Yes, yes, indeed. As we are saying, Pastor Festus, I'm just invited all of those who are listening. This person might be finding him or herself right now alone, depressed, to the point or to the extent of the devil and the voices telling this person, end your life. There's no hope. There's no one for you. Pastor, we are available, because if they want to speak to someone, they can speak to us right now. And the good thing about it is the number is toll-free. They can call and it's toll-free. Maybe the devil is saying, but you don't have airtime. Yeah, but it's free. You can just dial the number and you will find someone to speak to.
By the way, the voice that the person hear, kill yourself, end yourself. Whose voice is that one? Is the voice of the devil, because the Bible says that he come to kill, he come to destroy and to steal. Mm-hmm. So, ngengo ulipo udite uitali kulombwele kucha, ove uonga hoelela, kapena u ekuinekela, kapena u ekufimaneka, avesho okesho umwe kukutalela pedu, oshikwepo ulikufo mwenyo, ewe olota lipo pyolo, ototi kucho madila dilo oe mwene, ototi kucho nchima oe mwene, ototi kucho ulu ditenga kucho wapumbo kuli jipa, ewe olota lipo pyolo, ola shatana mumenyoe ahala ekukufe umenyoe ahala ekuve akuva komenyoe inori ningila owi eshandi kulombela apo shikucha piriki na kewila kalunga ngashungo talika popya na ave mumepomu opo uheli ningilo wi shasho mowa eriko ni mangenge oitavela mukalunga koe ndie topikine kenjo dai.
And you see, Pastor Festus, we just want to announce to them that they must prepare their bottle of water. Yes. Because about 10 minutes to the end of the program, just before we reach 10 o'clock, we will be praying. And you see, Pastor, we speak to the pastors who are listening or taking your calls, and we have been having a good number of testimonies. Mm-hmm. People that called in that couldn't sleep, people that were sick, even calls from prisons, where people, young gentlemen or women who were depressed, says that through the prayer, through the blessing of the water, and of course them putting their faith in the word of God, they slept, they were healed, doors were opened, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. Hano, konima ohatuka yambe komevoe,
no me da o ungashi tu topikinemo no mola diomu unene tu abaha itu dengere kumbinga kunya o haya njoma okolo wabo nge kalunga alonga ikumifa longa yabo inene longa yabo anu wabali hana ngali takofa ndepe ife nga haka lungo kweva mangulula o ta nangala takofa umumaho kolo loyona tangwa aha tumpe kumbinga kumola mola diomu umunola novo ha bali hana ngali takofa anu wabali wala kuli jipaya anu wabamoni ikuna yongala mwenye Ova nuovo vali va tamo ni kuna kolu hepo ndele kalungo kwe wakufa momo malu hepo avo nomo mamo ni kuna avo shoyo nade itane la longi kido ukakende kwe komeva nale kakale kelipa mwina avo po osejike kulilongo programa hii ohatuke kuningila omeilikano ilo hatuka ningenyo meilikano pamwe
yes yes indeed so as you just heard you are not alone you might be alone at your house But we are just a phone call away. Don't put your hand to your life. Don't think that there's no one who cares for you. For we are here. We care for you. And even if the program finishes, again, you just need to pick up the call, the phone, forgive me, and call 0800-22-3335. And you will have someone to speak to. As always, we have in the studio a life testimony. And tonight we are going to be hearing from Miss Karina, whom from a very young age lost her father and her mother. And as many people out there are also struggling, she went through a lot of day-to-day problems, we can say. Not something that's normal, but you will hear her story when molestation kicked in, when she was abused, and what it did to her. But today, as she's sitting with us here, she found a way out, and that's the hope that you might have there. Maybe you are a young boy, a young man, young woman who was molested, and you have kept quiet until today, and it's not the molestation but that's hurting you still today. It's the fact that you told nobody and you are looking for a way out. Look, as you will hear from Miss Karina today, there is a way out. There is hope for you, my dear friend. Karina, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Pastor.
Karina, tell me, when did your problem start? At what age? What and what was the cause or what was the start of the problem?
Okay, so Pastor, my suffering started at the age of 6 when I was initially abused by a neighbor that was living nearby at my house.
And you told me also at the very same time you also, or before that, prior to that, you also lost your father.
Yeah, I as well have lost my father by then.
Okay. And at that young age, being abused, being molested, what went through your head? What were you feeling at that moment? Can you still remember?
I was scared. At that point, I didn't understand because I was just a child.
Mm-hmm.
It accumulated, I think, as I grew up and understood what have happened to me at mm-hmm. that point. Being young and going to school and understanding about being molested or that it's not right, that it's not normal. Eventually, I grew up to be very angry. Mm-hmm. I was angry towards men, and as well, I didn't value myself because I felt that I was defiled. I was violated. And so I was angry at the person that have molested me at that time. And then I was as well angry at men in general. And as well, at some point, I started experiencing nightmares of seeing the face of the person that have molested me. And or that I'm just walking merely in the street or something, then I'm seeing his face in other men's people that are randomly walking
that
around.
That you weren't walking.
Yes, Pastor.
Yes, and you see, Pastor Festus, there might be people listening to us right now that suffered the same. Because she also, you also lost your mother a little bit later, just after that. You first lost your father.
Yes.
And then you lost your mother.
Yes, Pastor. So 3 years or 2 years later, my mom passed away as well. And then I relocated to go and stay with my grandparents, mm-hmm. Of which as well, a similar occurrence took place as well, of which I was molested by now relatives that were living with us there.
So it took place, or the molestation or the abuse happened more than once.
Yes, Pastor.
And you see, Pastor Faisal, as I said, there might be people listening right now that went through the same, and maybe who molested them, who abused them, even faced the court of law or justice, went to prison. But maybe this person that is out there is feeling like Miss Karina felt, because the act happened and it was the consequences of the act towards her. Because now as she grew up, she started hating men. She started feeling violated, not valuing herself. She started having nightmares. And these were all the consequences of what took place, what happened, the molestation, the abuse. So I want to talk right now, Pastor, to those who are out there, and you might have faced a similar situation. Maybe you were not abused sexually, but you were abused physically, you were abused verbally, and you are feeling violated, you are feeling downcasted. I want to tell them, Pastor, they will hear the end of this, of the testimony of Miss Karina, but she is a living testimony that you can heal, mm-hmm. if you just give God a chance.
That's it. So ungashi Karina da babikucha moku kula kwaendi cheku cha muno na wae fimbo kwa liyo kana ukwashake ne kukoro go shingo uo ndi cheku cha uomo wakwa ne jimo uwakwa ne jimo mwakwa ne jimo vae mwene umakwa tongo ungano shaholo kamo wakwa ne jimo mwene oshimasho ngeno ukushi jiladila ne kujiladila kukalo ukucha uwakwa ne jimo vae mwene otodru kuwa talanga heli pimbela ngeno moku jiladila ne utashikarashi juu, ungashi nguwa kupia paku chapuwa mwengeno, nandiche kuchapuwa mwengeno, ove mwene owa piti la momo ujua fapo. Peife nga karinasha tupopinga haa, ke navalie ngone ino, nandiche kuchapuwa, oku hadiminapo kwa inyaya kapita, ae, ashike yeye omwenye wae peife owaela, ashike okukala kwa enga henya, okukula kwa enga henya, osharishi juu, okujiladiro mawiyae shoa ningilwa, ashike mwone nangaha, kalungo maujuo, kwa kufako kuma pepae, kaishivari yae peife ngaha, ukalungo kwenye mangulu, so, watu chikucha, kwa mwoto shakene kwa mwujuo afapo, kalunga na aveo, otadruku kukufamo mwujuo afapo.
Yes, Pastor, and you see, this is exactly how the devil works with many other people. Maybe this person was never abused, but is facing other problems in life.
Mm-hmm.
And at this moment, the devil is speaking the same thing to them. Look, you are not worthy of anything. Look, your family don't care for you. And this person is there right now, alone, or maybe even amongst people, and even putting up a facade, an appearance of, I'm happy. I have achieved this and that in life, but still inside there is that emptiness, there is that sadness. What we want to say to this person is, look, give God a chance. Right now, please call and speak to someone. Someone that won't see your face, but will be willing to listen. Because, Pastor, sometimes people just need someone to speak to. They just want someone there at the other end to listen. And that's why, again, I want to give to them the number that is 0800-22-3335.
So, totu dengele anoko nomola yongoji, onola muhetatu, onola vavari, onbali vavari, nonatu vatatu, nonano. So, ovene shito dengenga ho, manguluka, how can I say? Utileshe aishe ilimeni loyo mawi. I'm saying, Pastor,
mm-hmm.
when they are calling, they must be free to pour out whatever is going on, so that they may be able to receive help.
Indeed, that's why we are there. We are there to listen to them and to assist them. They don't have anybody to listen to, but we are there. Mm-hmm. We are available.
That's it.
We are going to continue. Karina, you also told me that there came a point that you became suicidal.
Yes, Pastor, I became suicidal. Because I felt violated. And then as well, it took time for me to be able, because my parents didn't know nobody. I never told anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I became suicidal at some point because I felt worthless. I felt that I don't deserve to live. At some point, I believe I even got angry or towards God. Why didn't allow me to go through this? And then before getting suicidal, I developed a habit of self-harm, of which I would cut my wrist or my thighs, prick myself with needles, bite myself for just to feel the pain on the outside that I felt on the inside. In order for me to feel it, I felt if I'm numb, then for that moment, I felt good.
So you literally caused self-harm to yourself?
Yes, caused pain on my body.
You also mentioned that there was a time that you thought like this, look, if I can't beat them, then join them.
Yes, Pastor. I somehow wanted to be, if I could be like a man, then mm-hmm. eventually I know that they can, if I can do all that they can do, if I can do anything, if it's, because I was still in school. Mm-hmm. I made sure that my grades were good. My male classmates could not be better than me. If they are playing soccer, I want to play soccer as well. Mm-hmm. If I wanted to do everything that men did, acted in that manner. At some point, dressed up as such as well, in order for me to feel that I empowering myself so that I cannot go through the same thing that I went through, of which I was still, I was afraid of being in the same environment with men alone, or if an uncle comes in the room, I would walk out. Or if there's someone, then I'll be outside. That kind of environment.
I understand. Pastor Festus, if you could just maybe repeat that for our listeners also in Oshivambo, just a short version of what she said that they may also hear.
Let's see. Karina, to repeat that in Oshivambo.
Paku kala onda karandino onkone kucha kehe shimwe omnumenti tavuru kuningana ngaya ndivuru kushiningawo okukara shondiri poskora o andirongo shinene ashiko andirongere shokanda khara kukaronga gotango kapuno onlumento mo karasata kara oe erikome hoganje ngenga utaya dano etanga jo kompa dinangayo oshongonda khara kuninga tandizara ndafa andikara ndizara no honda fa amati moro onkone okuchangenge ngero ondeafa itavur kurongera njuwi nai wash o ya osho ngakanda karanga.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you see, I want to speak to the listeners out there, even to those who might find them on the wrong side, Pastor, because there is the one that suffered the abuse and there is the one that caused the abuse. And I want to say to the ones that caused the abuse, or in general,
mm-hmm.
that even for them, there's an opportunity, Pastor. Even for those who you might have abused someone, whether it be physically, verbally, sexually. Look, what you did was wrong. But God does not hate the person. He hates the wrong, the sin that the person does. So it's not like we want to exclude this person also. Mm-hmm. No, we want to tell to this person, look, you did wrong. But God doesn't hate you. God hates what you did. He does not agree with the wrong that you committed. But you as a person, as a soul, you are loved, and there is a chance for even you to change.
It's just like as the Lord Jesus. He hates sins.
but he was sitting among the sinners.
Mm-hmm.
They will wonder that why he is among the sinners. No, he did not come for the righteous. He come for the sinners. He mm-hmm. come for those who are in trouble. He come for those who are suffering. He come for people like Karina,
mm-hmm.
who have to find him one day, and then everything changed. So ngengoli tomono ikuna meli mwenene no. Uete kucha ove kwari tolongo ove holongo mokorokoshi ove holongo mawii mfitotati negucha tapopsa ashike kwa vavasha kene komo uju afapo ahawe na vayo natango ve tomo uju afapo so natango ove ouno mito yokulijilula yokuyanjo ngalamonyo ye kukalunga ndo ngalamonyo ye teikala ya hela. That is it.
Yes. So listen, I want to speak to everybody listening out there right now. Maybe you are like Karina. You feel violated. Maybe you are a woman and you are acting like a man because of what happened to you. You are suicidal. You feel like, you know, if I can't beat them, let me join them. This type of thing. And at this very moment, you have told nobody of what happened. Or maybe even people knows what happened. But there is that void, there is that emptiness inside. Please, seek help. We are available. We making this program especially for you. It is sponsored by the Universal Church, by the members, especially for you. Because like Karina, she is a member of the Universal Church. In fact, even an assistant of the church. That today, her life is transformed. You might be listening to us and saying, but oh, what a sad story. Yes, it was indeed sad when it happened. But today, as you will hear on next week Tuesday, when she concludes her testimony, today she is transformed. She is healed inside. She is a new person inside. She managed to forgive. I won't spoil the rest of the testimony because she'll be the one to tell you next week what happened and how it happened. But here is she, a living proof, testimony that look, you can find healing, you can find a solution to this problem that you are facing. Maybe you were never abused, but you have other problems. You can't find a job, you are out there, you are addicted to drugs, to alcohol, and you are looking for a way out. Look, my dear friend, Jesus is the way out. He is the door. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Give him a chance. Pick up the phone right now. It's toll free, even if you don't have credit. If you don't have a phone, borrow your neighbor's phone. Just say, can I quickly call? I need help. 0800-22-3335. Pastor, if you can please give them the number where they can reach us.
Yes. Hanonenge ngoto shakeneke omoju. Nga ashinga okari. Nata shipopi kucha. O kwari eritalako ongonunya tashitikuja o kwa halo ku difanai vakwao ahalo ku difanai vakwao ilo ahalo kulu difanai pramwe otusha kene kujua fapo uli mongawei kucha o ahala keshe ungou eripope pinave amone kucho ujite nai ilo udifomanu nai ilo kwa nukuli nopongati yoku ulu udifanai toli tete nando nombele toli tunando nengu yangashita popi opo ukale udenai ushapitila eshishiri meni loe ushiholo lele shuye kumbada ngashikari natati so ahawe openo nkalo kujamo mongaloyo yii udite nai meni mwii. Meni omo mudite nai. Mefikuli mota mkakala mudite nawa. Obo ukwari wa udifuwa nai shidurife. Obe toka kala omu juo nawa. So nena ne. Tudenge la konomo la yongoji. Onola. Ohetatu. Onola babari. Ombali babari. Onatuvatatu. Nonano. Handendulula. Tudenge la konomo la yongoji. Onola nohetatu. Onola babari. Ombali babari.
Yes, Karina, we're going to not finish with your testimony tonight. Of course, we're going to continue Tuesday next week. But as you mentioned to me, you said that you became suicidal. Was there ever a time that you tried to commit suicide?
I had ideas of throwing myself on the road and getting bumped by a car. perhaps things like if I could only go to bed and never wake up, of which the only close to an attempt I had was when I was walking at a bridge, and there's usually water running underneath the bridge during the rainy season at a very high speed. So I imagined, I stood at the rails of the of that bridge, and I imagined myself being swept away by the water currents because I felt like nothing.
And tell me, when you were inflicting this harm on yourself, did it bring a relief at that moment?
At that moment.
But soon after?
It's the situation continued, the anger, the depression, I would say, continued eventually.
The nightmares.
The nightmares.
And I think even more, to even went worse more.
Yeah, it became more worse. Then I felt more worthless, and it's not helping. There's no help. No one understands, and in that manner.
And I guess you were hearing voices, not literal voices, but voices in your mind speaking to you, like you say, you are not worthy of anything, or nobody loves you, nobody cares for you.
Yes, Pastor, I was having voices of you are worth nothing, you're not good enough, a lot of inferiority complexes, the next person is always better than you, that's why you went through what you went through, and you will never be amount to anything, it's better you die, mm-hmm. Why did God create you, mm-hmm. kind of idea.
Okay. Karina, we're going to be going to in a break in a couple of minutes, and you will continue next week. But in short, today, Karina is a transformed person.
Yes, person.
No more suicidal thoughts.
No more suicidal thoughts, person.
You don't need to catch yourself to take away the pain anymore.
No, person. I don't need to cut myself. I don't need to look down on myself either.
Those that you hated or... hated back then, you found a way to forgive them.
I found a way to forgive them.
So today, in short, you are a blessing.
I am a blessing.
Amen. And that's what I want to speak to all of you out there right now, that look, there is a way out. We have Karina today here as a living testimony. And whatever the devil is saying to you right now, those thoughts in your head speaking to you that it's better to end your life, that it's better, nobody loves you, nobody cares for you. Look, here we are. We are taking time out of our day to help you to stop suffering. So we are here for you. 0800-223-335. Please, don't put an end to your life. Imagine if Karina put an end to her life back then. Just imagine. But by the mercy of God, she found God, she found the church, she found life, and here she is today, an inspiration, a testimony that I believe is going to help many. So again, we're going to be going in a break in about 2 minutes' time, and you can continue calling us, 0800-223-335. Pastor, if you can give them the number the last time, just before we go to the break, please.
Ono la vavari, ombali vavari, nonatu vatatu nonano, andi endrula mokwenda kashona, ono la, ohetatu, ono la vavari, ombali vavari, onatu vatatu nonano.
Yes, please do call us, and please do prepare your glass of water, and we're going to be praying for you 10 minutes to the end of the program. We're also going to be receiving the word of God just as soon as we come back from the break. So please gather your family around the device, the radio, the table, wherever you are, and you'll be receiving the word of God. The word, the same word that gave Karina life, that gave the other testimonies that we bring daily when we come Tuesdays and Thursdays, that gave them life, it is going to give you life also. We are going into the break right now. So like I say, please, 0800-223-335. Call now and find someone. And when we come back, we will give you the lines in the studio to speak life with us.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukurile oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewetike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora estatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko derewa nora estatu natu bali o estatu batatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu.
Yes, we are back with you, and we're going to be bringing to you the Word of God right now. And as soon as we are finished bringing to you the Word of God, that's when we're going to be opening our lines in the studio where you can then speak directly to us. But for now, still, please do keep on calling our helpline. And the good thing about our helpline, even when the program finish, we are still on air, online. I mean, you can continue calling us there, 0800-223335. Yes, tonight we're going to be reading out of the book of Numbers chapter 20. This, just to give you a short story behind it, the people of Israel was in the desert and they were lacking water. And God instructed Moses and said to Moses, Moses, speak to the rock and I will bring water. And because Moses was angry with the people and with what was going on, Moses instead ended up hitting the rock. Did the water still come out? Yes, the water came out. The water was able to feed everybody to quench the thirst of everybody that was there. But because Moses didn't do exactly as God said, Pastor, listen to what God says to Moses here. Verse 12, Numbers 20, verse 12. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, because you did not believe me to hallow me, in the eyes of the children of Israel. Therefore, you shall not bring the assembly into the land which I have given them. You see, Pastor, God called Moses and said, because you did not believe me. You see, Moses was, if we may say like that, he was destined to lead the people to the promised land. Mm. It was his destiny. But because he did not believe, he did not enter the promised land. And how many people lose even what was supposed to be theirs? But because they do not believe. Because, Pastor, if someone believes, let me say for an example, if I believe in painkillers, the moment I have a painkiller, because I believe, what do? I have a headache. I go there, I take the painkiller and I use it because I believe this will work for me.
Straight, but you're healed.
Yeah. But if I don't believe, I'm not going to take the action to go there and use that painkiller because I don't believe in it. It is this very same thing that God felt embarrassed. Not embarrassed, but he felt that since until now I have carried Moses, but now here Moses comes and he doubts me. He doesn't believe that I was able to do what I told him to do. And because of that, he did not enter the promised land. And this is what's happening to many people, Pastor. Even what was supposed to be theirs, because they don't believe, they end up losing.
Na akalongwele manya opo vanu vanme. Moshesha anu ne molwa eudona ilo vanu. Ilo shike shen kufifo dibaya e. Okwa ituke manye, iota denge manya. Ye kalungi nelongwe la kucha. Ka denge manya, ahawe, oku kalongwele manya, liva pome avanme. So, natushude kona wane mombi beli omu. Takuchiwa ha. Membo lo takuchua kucha monoporo milongo ovelishon milongo mbali na onoporo milongo mbali konpe onoporo milongo onlongo na mbali ya opone omweno kwa lombwe la moshesha na alona Nde tati. Nye eshi ina muitave lange. Opone mu, opo mu, 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 mu ya pule, mu ya pule nge, mu ipafi yovana wa Israeli. Onge hano, nye itamuka pala eongalo eli, meduli ya puki, ilo meduli nya, ndeli mupa. So, ano, molo ashike, onu ine itavela, anu vapove liko nima, engala mwenye davo diliko nima, ina difiko, ita diduru kufiko mafikiru avo, oba mitaduru kufiko mafikiru avo, molo ashi, elo mbwelo la kalunga, inaveli itavela, they want to do things in their own way, pastor.
Yes.
Instead for them to believe what God say, they want to do things in their own way, in the way they feel mm-hmm. like.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what happened to Moses and Aaron. They did not enter really, as God has spoken. It has to come to pass.
They died there. We also have in studio here with us Pastor Konja from our branch in Ochemise. And you see, Pastor Konja, the Bible says here, because they did not believe. And how many people are out there that they believe in the word of a man? They believe if a man comes to them, an elder or someone of authority, and guides them to do something, they believe in what that man says. They go and do exactly what that man says. Yes. But then they come to doubt the one who created heaven and earth. Because heaven and earth didn't exist by itself, Pastor. Because I always say to people, the table, the car, the chair you are sitting on, someone had to have created it. It did not start or created by it. It was not created by itself. Someone created it. So there is a God out there. He did create these heavens and earth. And if we choose to believe in a man, that we are limited. I'm not saying we should not believe, but men, we are limited. Why should we then doubt the living God who made the heavens and the earth and even us?
Yes, Pastor. Good evening, Pastor. Good evening, dear listen. One of the things, Pastor, that we are living today with in the world is people want easy way. Mm-hmm. But and with God is different because God walk in a different way. From the beginning already, God does not give answer straight. He give guidance. He told the beginning, he told Adam, don't touch the tree. If you look in Noah, he told build the ark. He told Samson, don't cut the hair. That was the beginning. And even all the heroes of faith, it was just a command. Naaman, go and wash.
And you see, sorry to stop you there, Pastor Festus. I also want to bring you in quickly before we open the lines.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. If people read the Bible carefully, the both of you, when God told Noah, build the ark, something that people don't know, until that moment, there was no rain on earth. So when God said to Noah, build the ark because it's going to rain, it's going to flood, Noah did not know what was rain. Because if people read the Bible carefully, it's written there
mm-hmm.
that they did not know what rain was until that moment. But Noah believed. He took 100 years to build. It took him 100 years. But he believed. He didn't question God. God, what is rain? How does rain look like? Noah learned about how rain or what rain is. The day that he entered the ark, when the heavens opened and it started to rain, that's when Noah noticed. But you see, Noah believed. And because he believed, he started building the ark. Even although people around him mocked him, he started building the ark because God said, I'm sure if people asked him, what is rain? He couldn't explain to them. But he believed. And because he believed, he built.
And in the same way, Pastor, right now, how many people in this moment, God is telling them, call.
Mm-hmm.
And then, nothing. I don't believe. Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. They don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
And why a person saying nothing will happen, even if I call, I have tried this already and this and that, is because God there is speaking to them individually and they cannot hear them.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot hear him. So what God say, whoever believe in what he say and do exactly what God say, it happen.
Indeed.
To Moses, okay, he beat the rock, and he beat it even two times. The water come out. But then, he didn't do it as God say.
And you see, Noah, when Noah obeyed, he was saved. Those who didn't believe, they were not saved. Mm. Pastor, let's quickly open the lines here in the studio. If you would like to call us here in studio to speak to us on air, 0832888401. Yes, the lines are open right now. You can call us, 0832888401. We have the first caller. Caller, good evening. Good evening.
Hello,
Tabe. Yeah. Talking about me.
Yeah.
Me mota denge kuja peni ne dina la uliye. Oh, tato kropo na wa.
Me ilen.
Me ileno tato denge kuja peni.
Kosi pumbusho ngongo.
O kosi pumbusho ngongo. O hatu kuni ngile Amerika na shikeni na.
Ondala mjiri kanene.
Mm-hmm.
O esi angala ta, ta muyanjo ma udifo onde o shaku mantima
angi. O shaku mantima we.
Sorry, we lost out on that caller. Caller, we will be praying for you. Your name is in the book of prayer. But if anybody else wants to speak to us, 0832888401. We have another caller online. Caller, good evening.
Yes.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Oh,
I'm talking up now. I'm talking up now. Memo ta denge kuja peni dina la uliye.
Memriama.
Memriama mota denge kuja peni.
Kendola.
Oto denge kuja kendola. O hatu kuningo mail, o hatu kuningilo maili kanu ashikene na.
Dina memo ange tabelo, tabelo iko lutuali shene.
Tabelo iko lutuali shene. Fimbo li fike peni nga hota e hama.
E dula dia po sindugu tungu kanata te wange akalike Tinha ele que é fim boas em Itumbukanga.
O Beli para mena vopo?
É.
Ok. Longe que tem o talo me vai eni?
Na, o senso que eu tenho um bode, eu tá sempre aí tem como pungo, na me põe mengoe, a mongoe, o mzá, no lahala, canegue, na tá druco e a cum.
É, uá? No mbole, no tali tuba milonga?
Ya.
Ukucha watari tuwa mamerika no nye shima kukukuni nga niko longi kedenyo kakopike niko meva hivyo ekendele nilo meva
ya
yeah. Kehulolo programa ya tuka ningenyo mamerika no pamwe telele nyi kumifaya longa ya kalunga ilonge mwa kune jimomo
anjilo zoma abdini ilongi
memo ye dina lao lirie
me julia
na tate dina lao lirie
imos
lirie
imos amos
ok. Ewa mem, nan japo pola diyo eni?
Ewa, tara kumangulo lo siro timon lo.
Ewa.
Eita vel.
Yalo.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Yes, keep on calling 0832888401. We will be going to a break in a couple of minutes, but we still have time, I think, for one or two callers. Caller, good evening. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello,
ma'am.
Hello, sir. Otogoro ponawa, sir. Otogoro ponawa, ma'am. Watu kwa pina merele?
Watu kwa pina mekau na kuja kwa angwena.
Kuja kwa angwena? Mekau na watu kwa harika nina kumbinga ashikia nina mufi kwa nina.
Oh, mufi kwa nina. Ndahara ugarika nina vitate. Kwa ingana we magarika nina. Nje kwa ingi nonsa mani wanja api kwa kuyo na jara nduru yuni. Sike magarika nina nje keitaro. O kwa garu kila mekumbo kwa ife. Asike ne kenane o mayugo kukara pa mwinanga mondudi.
Okay, atu kuningire ili kanu meme wange longe kidoka kopiko yeko mea meitavero ulungole ton samano ye kumboro na tango tali mangurula.
Ye watati.
Tulipa mwe?
Kangana
kuyambeke.
Kangana.
We will be going into a break, but we will be back after about 20 seconds, we'll be back. So you can keep on calling. For those who are still online, please hold online. As soon as we are back, we will take your call. 083-288-8401.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
Listen to Eagle FM.
Yes, I do think that we have a caller online. Caller, good evening.
Yeah, everybody.
Oto ato grapo na ato tomato grapo na. Ta to ta denga kuja peni ne jina la uri dia.
Denga kuja kongoshi.
Oto denga kuja kongoshi. Jina lo e?
Mateus Akanuka.
Mateus Akanuka atu kui di kanene kumbinga ashike kongulo shione na.
Ondina kongkolo ange towe peke ngele wa nge simboli lele la lela o simboli mwa ukolo la tujonde.
Okay.
Ondina kongkolo katuwa nga yiko shidu na tango.
Okay.
Family ngo dangata yiko shidu ndara ngo mwili kadene numbola nga alishe.
Okay.
Nango no mati wange umweli pongo teresero maro dunde na anda kumbwa nga watuwe umerikano.
Okay. Jina longkolo katuwa ene jina longkolo mati wa yoli elie?
Overo yonkolo katuwa Veronica Karenga.
Yalo.
Matthew Tanga Paulus Kanuka.
Okay. Tate longe kidu tale koko piko eko me wandwete kucha shwetu denge langa ho ke itavelo une itavelo mwove omo so ome mao toka longi fame itavelo ashi ke hulo lo programa yo atuka ningo melikano atuka ningo melikano pamo.
Ewa tate.
Ewa.
Yes, please do keep on calling. You can even call if you don't have any airtime, 0800-223355. Yes, we have another caller. Caller, good evening. Good evening.
Hello?
Yes, Meme. Nawa?
Matokola po na Meme. Radio yate Mambera. Todru kudzimako. Yalo, pivo ujiteko? Okay, memeri hatu popina he?
Me Sicilia,
to denge kuja peni?
Ndi moliti nyangwena.
Nyangwena region.
Ndi ane kudenge lengo na region dino singuli la changa. Sasi asipatange ndo asiku ngifange no onde. Ndi natango ta sasi anyengo kuleluka. Ndala ngo wali musitule mamerikano.
Tushitura mamerikano mekulu. Kala une itavelo, otovelu keike ngono da Yesus.
Ewa.
Longe kidoka kopiko yeko mea, ilo kanzini kwa yeko mea, pefe watu kaninge ilikano koni mayo minute dakupako.
Ewa.
Okay, indeed, we're going to be praying for you. We're making the challenge. Keep your bottle of water ready. We will be praying for you and your family, and God will change your life. In Jesus' name. Caller, good evening.
Hello.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm all right.
Yes, how can we help you tonight? I'm so sorry. We lost out on that caller. You can try to call us back again, please. 083-288-8401. We have another caller. Caller, good evening.
Hello.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm good, sir.
Yes, I'm good. How can we help you tonight?
So, me, I'm having a problem of just wasting money through gambling.
Through gambling. Okay.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, you're calling us from where?
Othea.
Othea. Jeremiah, please prepare a bottle of water. We're going to be praying for you. I'm going to make a challenge here with you. Whenever you have money and you have the desire to go and gamble, before you gamble, drink this water. Drink this water that we're going to pray for now. Store it somewhere. And this desire of drinking, I make this challenge in the name of Jesus. This desire of gambling will go away the moment you drink this water, if you believe.
All right.
Okay? God bless you.
Okay.
Yes, you can keep on calling. We are at 083-288-8401. Pastor Festus can take this call, please.
Good evening, caller.
Hello.
Meme.
Matakura po.
Matakura po na, Meme. Matakura po na, ha? Memo ta denge kuja peni ne dina la yoriri. Memo ta denge kuja kuhongo. Hatu kuhili kanene kombinga ashike kongulo shione na?
Ndalo kuhili kanene nunonage yo mungi. No kana kamo kasho naso nata katupe mbu wata dije ito matila.
Ok.
No kamo keni ipute monte wa komu.
Aha.
No kamo keno meso hati mawajo ale jika ndonai loko kwa wako supange ndokaya nyeleko.
Ok.
Ame ndiri kanema nane mwene ngonu mbola ngari.
Ok. O uno na voyo madina avo lirie?
Na mwakate nye embu wa tatituto fimaneka.
Ewa.
Na mwona mboka mwo maria.
Ewa. Ok. Ini maisho te iholo kangaho. Ini moyo pamepo. Ini maro wa ningana wa shuwe tudengela. Itade na longi kidoka kopi kweko meva. Oshesho meva watu. Uno na wovi lipa mwena wopo. Ok. O meva oto pa longi fano kulongi fe itade lono leno kuvako shango ne. Wopo ikumi falongo te ikaningu. Ewa meme ina njia popo la diyo eni.
Ewa reka.
Yes, please. You can still reach us on our toll-free number 0800223335. I think we have time for one more caller before we need to go to prayer. Caller, good evening.
Hello, today. Matoko rapo ngada
te. Matoko rapo na mimi. Matoko rapo na wa. Watu popi na meri aje?
Magdalena.
Magdalena. Magdalena toto dengere kuja modoro pa iripi.
Kondangwa.
Ndangwa.
Ewe ngande mudenge la kwa li ngande ya mokuru kokoruyo. Nukuru wako peifo ukuli na wa. Peifo ukuli alipata meka kokoru mosho.
Na kwa taku karana wa meme.
Ya watari.
Umeanga atuarongifo shikando shajia kuna tango ulonge kidapa ife nga.
Watari.
Atuka ninge nyehiri kamino japo.
Ya mandina nguno na wanguri uvali uu mati. Tawiva kere na wa malodu.
Madina avu.
Onesmus. Naliopot.
Naliopot.
Atuwa
ningeriri kano meme.
Watatu.
Alright.
Okay.
Yes, we will be going to a prayer in a couple of minutes time. But you can still continue calling on our toll-free number 0800-22-335. I believe this will be the last call of the night. Pastor Festus, please.
Good evening, caller.
Hello.
Hello. Eh, matoko rapo awe. Oto denge kuja peni ne dina lo lirie.
Helena.
Lirie?
Helena.
Helena ta denge kuja peni? Hello?
Hello.
Helena ta denge kuja oto denge kuja peni?
Ndananga.
Oto denge kuja kontananga. Watu kuiri kare ni kombinga ashike Helena. Atuku ili kane kumbinga ashike?
Kumekwaza agarika nene.
Kumekwaya agarika nene. Edina ako umekwa yoririe?
Dani.
Ok, utasha kene kujua ashike?
Kendele.
Ok. Longi kidoka kupiko yoko meva, upo tu dule kuili kane na kumekwa yoko nima yo programa ye.
Yes, so please, now you can continue calling us, but not in studio because we are preparing for the prayer. Please, there's still pastors available right now, 0800-22-335.
When life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
Our Lord and our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for every listener right now, whether it be in hospital, in prison, whether it be on the streets or in their home, lonely, depressed, suicidal, hopeless, on the street without food, my Lord. having no place to sleep, this person in the car who is just driving around, not knowing where to go, or even planning to do, my Father, illegal activities. Father, save them right now. Bring them to their conscience and let them not go ahead with what they're about to do. Save this marriage, this mother, this father, this child, my God. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bless the whole of Namibia. I include, my God, the leaders of our country. I pray for them in Jesus' name. Bless all the leaders of the country when they are there in parliament making decisions concerning the country. God, guide them to make the best decisions for this country. I bless our beloved country, Namibia. I bless its people in the name of Jesus. And I tie the devil up of suicide, of gender-based violence, of abuse. I tie up the demon, my God, who doesn't want people to find jobs and wants them to end their lives. God bless everybody listening in Jesus' name.
Kalunga kange medina la Yesu Christus. Ohandi kuindire kalunga kange opo udule okufika ovanuvoe ava veri pamwe nashe mope ifenga ha. Pamepo yeitavelo kalunga kange. Veitavela kucha otodrukulonga inenelonga yoeme ngala mwenyo davo. Aishetoyo veipumga ove uivaningile kalunga kange. Kapenashisha nyengana kove. Nandeshe tuiko kule kule kovenduka pamope na vatetu dengele ilo taitu prikineleri kokona yoshilongo kokule kule ove ohofiki keshe pamwe noholongo keshe fime mefimbola fafana kalunga kange liholelelo vanuvoe. Ava ta hupusho kajila kalunga kange vehena kucho ta otave ta pombolo topo shita fula non kaluri ngei pishajo tava monu ikuna mengala monyo davo dopa shimariwa kalunga kange veri molu hepo vakufa mo kalunga kange ndeto ulikile onjila efindano ndeto vamangulo ko mawi aeshe na ave mepe ya shatano wa mangwa jamo mengala monyo davo ohandi ya mbeko meva kalunga kange osheshova nuvoye shitano meva otanu ikumi palongani nene longa yo emengala monyo davo medina la Yesu Christus omevoyo kwa yambekwa na mevoye amen.
Amen. Yes, indeed. And all of those who your names is in the book of prayer, we bless you in Jesus' name. You may drink the water right now, you and your family. And I bless all of you in Jesus' name. May you sleep tonight. May you be free. May you receive hope, life, strength in the name of Jesus. Amen. You are blessed. My dear friends, we are going to go offline right now, but you can still call 0800-22-3335. Pastor Festus, where can they get you tomorrow?
Mongulota angenge mo Greenwella, mo Daniel Streeta, po pepi no kapolifi. Otungilongo lilipola kula, otulimo opo hamano ngula, opo longo ngula, opo natu ngula, no po hamano komatango olwe longelo kangale tulinene.
Pastor Brandon, quick, where can we get you tomorrow?
In Okuriangava, you can find us in Ondodo Street, opposite ShopRite. You safe, stop and pray. The services will be at 7 in the morning, 10 o'clock, 3 o'clock and 6 p.m. will be the main service.
And Konja, where can we get you tomorrow?
We are in Ochomise, in the location of Ahdelan, in the street of Istanbul. Our service is 3 o'clock in the afternoon and the main service is 6 o'clock. Thanks. They can bring piece of bread, those who are tired to eat the bread of sorrow.
And here, me, you can find in Katatura. We are behind Groot Winkels, Richard Kamulka Street, where it joins Independence Avenue. We are there 6, 7, 10, 12 in the afternoon, 3 in the afternoon, and 6 p.m. in the afternoon. And of course, our headquarters, our main branch, is in 32 Independence Avenue. There is where you can find us tomorrow, 7 in the morning. We'll be there 10 o'clock also, 12 midday, 3 p.m., and then 6 p.m. Again, 32 Independence Avenue, the main branch in CBD, our headquarters. We are going offline right now, but please, do you need anybody to speak to? Do you know anybody that needs to speak to someone? There is a listening ear available right now, 0800-22-3335. I'll try to say it slow, 0800-22-3335. 3-5. There are pastors at this very moment waiting for you. In fact, 24 hours. If you call 2 in the morning, they will be there waiting for you. May the God of the Bible bless you, your family. May God bless Namibia. We will be back again this coming Tuesday, 9 p.m. God bless you. Shiwete. Have a wonderful night. Bye.
Great news to all! June 7 Adventure Tours is inviting all local people to come and experience an amazing quad biking adventure in the dunes. On the activities, quad biking and sandboarding, June 7 is giving back to the local community. Everyone is welcome. Location by June 7. Parents, please bring the children to have fun. For more information, please call 081-624-9665. Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is EagleFM Namibia.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact EagleFM today. EagleFM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngelo wapungwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite okoye ekukurile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana kono ngeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa Nune udo, otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa, nokumona oijamoili nawa, ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatu imwe mbali heali, nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko derewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu watatu, omafelane Eagle FM, the eye.